Thank you very much, Pooja. Thank you to the six panelists for their initial response to this discussion on the UPI. I will try to summarize briefly the ideas that were shared and see how we can move from forward with those. I think one of the key theme that came across was universality of the states being reviewed and universality in terms of the issues being raised. We've also heard about the change of nature of the relation among states thanks to this process, the cooperative nature, but also argued by some of you of the relation in country between civil society and governments. As the weaknesses, some shared the idea of the lack of a follow-up mechanism and the lack also of structures at the national level for implementation, including within governments. My first following question will be on the issue of voluntary, and as been said, the UPI is a voluntary mechanism, and so far we've enjoyed 100% participation. But it has been said there's a lack of follow-up mechanisms, there's a lack of accountability for states not implementing recommendations. Some would argue it's due to lack of political will, others will argue it's due to lack of technical assistance. So my question is, how can we move forward in keeping this cooperation and this 100% participation while addressing this lack of accountability so far and lack of follow-up mechanism? So how can we, for example, address Article 38 of the Resolution 5.1, talking about non-cooperation? Should we move forward with this? Or do we have found the right balance over the two cycles between having a participatory voluntary mechanism with obviously less mechanisms to look into accountability, but that's, let's say, part of the deal? So that will be my first question. And my second one will be on the universality of issues. It was mentioned that indeed so far, and there's been a study by the Center for Economic and Social Rights on the fact that civil and political rights are twice as much represented than economic, social, and cultural rights. So my question would be, how do we change that? How do we increase the representation of ESC rights at the UPR? Would you like to follow up?